Inside Chicago Government. ChiGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben writes on government and politics for the fabulous Sun-Times publication known as the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. Ben, how about a moment of silence in honor of the 49 lost schools?
50 schools.
An extra moment of silence okay. Then. I think it's ended up being 49.
No, but it's 50.
All right.
It's 49. Okay, if you want to be like the New York Times, you call it 49 schools. But I believe it's 49 schools plus a program that's in a high school. So, whatever.
The reporting changed from Thursday to today. It went from 50 to 49.
Oh, did it? So they did the list? Hey, we've been miscounting all this time. Hey, what's one school here or there when you're closing 50 of them?
There's different flavors, right? The closing du jour is different.
Oh, my God.
Today, though, we're talking about the two words, close and ROM, in the same sentence, about your article that appeared in The Reader on May 23rd, 2013, titled ROM's Latest Plan, Close the Schools, Build an Arena. In this article, you describe how the city plans to use tax increment financing to buy land just north and west of McCormick Place and develop it for a sports arena, or what the city calls an events center, and a hotel. This plan, with some Navy Pier improvements the city calls Elevate Chicago, has been in the news this week. Let's start off by talking about where this all is. I have, of course, a diagram. It's an aerial illustration of the site plan. So what we're talking about is it's a second block east of Michigan Avenue, just north of Cermak. So it's a complete city block, and it's got a sports arena for the most of it, and then there's a hotel at the southern end. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about where what you describe as $55 million in tax increment financing comes from. I have another map.
Okay.
Of the TIF districts in that area, there are two that seem to be germane. One that this parcel is in, which is known as the Michigan Cermak TIF District, which is kind of just a long west to east, starting over here on State Street and going east to Calumet Avenue just before the railroad tracks. And then snuggled into the upper right corner, upper northeast corner, that is the Calumet Cermak TIF District, which encompasses just like one building parcel, and then it looks like a
dunce cap.
Yeah, or a check mark.
A check mark. Oh, yes, very good. Yeah, yeah, I didn't notice that. Or a hammer if you turn it on.
Or a land shark. Listeners, you can find these maps that we're looking at by going to the description of this interview at shygov.com. The particulars about this $55 million, I've gleaned from reporting on this that it's split up. That 33.5 mil comes from the Michigan Cermak TIF district for the events center, and 21.5 mil is coming ported from the Calumet Cermak district for the hotel. Does that jibe with what you know?
First of all, folks, if this plan comes to fruition, which I really hope it does not, be warned that the details, including how they fund it, will invariably change for a lot of different reasons. So what we're discussing now is completely
hypothetical
and preliminary, et cetera. And again, let's hope it doesn't come to this anyway, because it's a complete waste of money. And it's one of the dumbest economic development ideas I've ever seen come out of the city of Chicago, which is quite a statement to make, because I've been here since 1981 and I've seen a lot of dumb ideas.
So let's detail the stupidity here.
The stupidity of this one. This is a heavily TIFed area. And by that, I mean, I think there's four TIFs in the general vicinity around this proposed site.
It's thick with TIFs.
Yeah. So at the moment, it's been a while since I looked at this thing, but I believe the hotel is located in, what would be in the hotel is located in the Michigan Cermak TIF district. But the point is that the Calumet Cermak TIF district has a large pool of money that's unaccounted for. Now, my suspicion is that if there's another element to this plan that hasn't been revealed yet, which would be the casino, which would make it almost make sense, not really make sense, but almost make sense, then they'll have to take money from that Calumet Cermak district to pay for that casino. and the Michigan Cermak TIF district, which is about to expire.
End of this year.
At the end of this year. So they'll have to go to the state and ask the state to extend it. Then they'll have to ask the Joint Review Board and the City Council, et cetera, to extend it. So they'll have to go through all these machinations so that they can continue it for another 12 years to help fund the arena and the hotel. I don't even know if that'll bring in enough money for this project. So that's why I'm saying look out for the other two TIFs. They'll have to port money in from, I think it's the near South Side TIF. Can't remember all the names
which
of the TIFs.
Probably which, the one just north of
just north of it. Survey. Yeah. And there's one just south of it. So this is TIF country. And when all is said and done, whatever money they need will be taken from these TIFs. It's a complete violation of the principle of TIF, which, as I like to point out, there is a governing principle, a logic. So this plan is completely illogical for the following reason, which I impress upon our listeners to keep in their mind, and that is the function of a TIF is to borrow property taxes from today and invest it in such a way so that whatever project they develop generates more property taxes in the future. So that way, the schools who are essentially lending you their property taxes today...
Thank you, schools.
Thank you, schools. I'm sure you're doing it voluntarily. Will be reaping more taxes. This plan says we're going to take TIF dollars from today to buy taxable land and turn it into tax-exempt land. So by its very nature, it will not generate any more taxes. It's a tax-losing proposition. It will force the taxpayers of the city of Chicago to pay more in taxes to compensate for the money that they're not getting, that the taxing bodies are not getting out of this area. So if this deal is to be successful, we have to imagine that the arena and the hotel generate so much revenue for the city that it will at first overcome the $55 million we're going to be spending to buy the land. And additionally, it has to overcome the untold millions of dollars in property taxes that we are no longer generating from the land. Obviously, it will never come close to doing that. It's a money-losing venture that will force people in Chicago to pay more in property taxes. If the citizens of Chicago were awake and not asleep, they would rise up angry as angry peasants and storm City Hall.
Pitchforks.
With pitchforks.
Is that what the Pitchfork Music Festival is named after? It's sort of a way
from the angry peasants of Chicago upset about Mayor Rahm wasting their money.
They've sort of gentilized it, you know, by making it a music festival.
Yes. Now, I truly don't understand what in the world possessed the mayor to think that this in any way was a good idea.
Let me come back to that. And I just want to clarify, do you agree that the $33.5 million is coming from the Michigan Cermak district?
I don't know.
How did you get the 55 number?
I got it from the city of Chicago. I presume it'll be more than $55 million when all is said and done. The money will be spent to buy property.
Yeah, but how did you arrive at that number?
Oh, I think $33 million, I believe what I read, it's off the top of my head. $33 million will be used to buy the property on which they're going to build the arena. And $22 million will be used to buy the property on which they're going to build a hotel. Now, where they get what portion of that $33 million and that $22 million, which TIF they get it from, I do not know. You do not know. Mayor Rahm does not know. I guarantee you nobody knows because it's contingent on a lot of things. It's contingent, first of all, on how much money is in these TIF districts. The TIF districts have been fluctuating in the recent years.
Well, let me tell you about the Michigan Cermak TIF district. The most recent
annual report,
which is from 2011, mm-hmm. which I have an excerpt from here, mm-hmm. shows that there was only $5.8 million left
in the Michigan Cermak TIF district
at the end of 2011. So where are they getting this money from?
I don't know. First of all, one of those two TIF districts, I can't remember which one, was raided by Mayor Daley in 2010. I want to, his last budget. What happened was Mayor Daley wanted to leave office, get out of town with a quote unquote balanced budget, even though they're never balanced. So he did. He raided the parking meter fund with the money that was supposedly going to last in perpetuity, I believe, was perpetuity lasted for 2 years. He raided that.
There's perpetuity and there's perpetuity. There's a two in perpetuity.
And then
right?
What he did was he essentially withdrew money from, I think it was the Calumet Cermak TIF district. And when you do that, it's when you raid the reserves. What you have to do is redistribute it to the taxing bodies in accordance to what they put in.
The proportion of which they would have gotten,
so
the taxes.
50% goes to the Board of Ed, which I'm sure they wasted on a charter school. And then the city gets 20%. So the city has already raided this TIF.
In addition, the city transferred $10 million from the Calumet-Cermak TIF district to build...
the Green Line.
To build a new Green Line station.
Yeah, because there was not enough money in that TIF to cover it. So what they're doing is essentially, this is why I'm telling people, you cannot believe what the city says right now and how they're going to finance this deal, because really, can't trust that that money will still be there whenever they get around to financing this deal. So you have to just sort of regard all the TIF districts in this area as potential slush funds to pay for this thing, with money being ported to accommodate the bond sellers, the people who lend us the money. I mean, that's generally how we do it. We borrow against future TIF revenue, and we just pour that money in to pay back the bonds. So it's really unclear to me when I look at those numbers that you're alluding to, and I've looked at them already myself, whether there's even the money in here to pay for this. And let's also keep this point in mind. This land is in an area that's just like was really rapidly gentrifying and then kind of stumbled with the economic turndown in the, what, 07, 08. That turndown, it's not going to last forever in communities like this. There were already developers eyeing that land for hotels, for various, like there's a tech center. These are people who are pretty savvy and pretty sharp who own this property and have access to good eminent domain lawyers. You're not going to get that land from them without a court fight. So that $55 million...
peanuts.
Yes. There's a good chance that when all is said and done, it'll cost a lot more than $55 million. Furthermore, as long as there's people in there willing to develop the land without a TIF subsidy, we should allow them to develop that land in accordance with the zoning laws, working with the residents so that it accommodates the existing conditions there, and stay the heck out of that market. Again, I have absolutely no idea what in the world could have possessed Mayor Rahm to think that this was a good idea in any way, particularly when he's closing schools. Unless, of course, his purpose is just to bankrupt the public schools, so he has no choice but to close them.
Well, many of our listeners know that the mayor wants a city-owned casino in Chicago, and the General Assembly has a bill that provides that. Do you think that this Cermak site is where the administration wants the casino, like namely this block here just to the east of the arena?
That seems to be the conjecture right now, that this is all part, because this thing makes no sense on itself. It's such a waste of money. It's a waste of money even with the casino, by the way. Yeah, I would argue that this is a terrible place to put the casino because the parking's so wretched. My understanding of how casinos operate is that people like to drive to them, park, throw their money away, get drunk, and then drive home drunk. It's a great thing.
Sounds like a great time.
It sounds like a great time. Really glad you're building a casino in Chicago, Mayor.
I'm going to spend my Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's plenty of vacant land in the city where you could put one close to a highway. You could have parking, et cetera. I don't see how this particularly congested area of town would work for a casino, but, you know.
And the word on the street is that the McPeer people don't want it near McCormick Place.
I don't know. You know, I've heard so many different theories and rules. I mean, there's some people who are absolutely convinced that Mayor Rahm is, this is just the start of this, developing this area with a casino. Hey, I remember you and I having a conversation that they were going to put a casino over by, what was it, Wolf Point? Remember that theory?
That was my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I said it wouldn't be Navy Pier.
What happened to the old boats? Remember you used to have, you had to have like a boat, you know, you put the casino on a boat and send it somewhere in the river, and now it's like.
You can't spend money on that, on water, you know, you have to like develop land.
Develop land, yeah.
Charge money.
So anyway, I mean, who knows? There's so many hypotheticals out there. One thing is for certain, the plan we have on the table right now is an absolute loser. It should not even be giving any kind of serious consideration. And the fact that it is getting serious consideration shows how twisted we are as a government, where there's nobody in charge with enough guts to tell the all-powerful mayor, this is not a good idea. It reminds me of the Olympics. We've been down this road before, where Mayor Daley was trying to shove the Olympics down our throat. Civic Chicago rallied to it. Both newspapers, editorial boards rallied to it. The large unions rallied to it. The teachers union at the time took no stand, but by their silence was sort of, they were kind of just going along with it on the grounds that nobody wanted to be the one to say no to the mayor, which is a really weird way to run a city, I think.
So do you want to go on record as saying that you believe that this development would not be happening if not for the mayor's plans for a casino?
No, I don't know if they're tied at all. I have no idea what Mayor Rahm's got in his mind. All I know, he's got two plans on the table right now for a hotel and a basketball arena. there's no mention of a casino. So I'm working from the assumption that there is no casino coming there. When he unveils that casino, then I'll deal with that. I'll take another look at the plan. Even with a casino, we're going to make back the $55 million or whatever it is that we're paying to buy the land.
You don't mention in your article the other public subsidy, which is $70 million estimated. It's tricky because it's bond money going to be put up by McPeer, and that bond money is backed by the hotel tax, and that's where the public money comes in.
Yes, now that's another issue, and you're right, I did leave that out. There's only so much I can deal with at one moment, but you're absolutely correct.
You want to confuse the reader.
Yes, you want to keep it as straightforward as you can, but you're right. That's another element that I didn't deal with. I strictly dealt with property tax dollars because, again, I want people to understand that when the city spends TIF dollars, it's just not some kind of magic money that is peering out of sky because our mayors are so all-powerful and clever, as Chicago Tribune editorial board, for instance, might lead you to believe, that this is, in fact, property tax dollars that have been diverted from the public schools, which the mayor says are so broke he has to close them. So I really think it's important people understand that they, the taxpayer, are paying for this. Now, the hotel motel tax effectively is a tax that is being obviously paid for by people who are renting hotel
visitors,
motel rooms. So presumably most of them are from out of town. So Chicagoans, Chicagoans are such a happy people. They're quicker to overlook that because they don't have to pay for it. Well, on the other hand, people, the mayor is always telling you how important it is for the city to keep tourists coming to town, keep conventions coming to town because they're paying that hotel tax.
In fact, recent reporting has talked about the ambitious objectives of increasing the level of visits from out of town.
Yes. So obviously this is an important source of revenue for the city in lieu of a property tax. So I view it all as one giant pot that we are redistributing. Just as it's a waste of money to spend property tax dollars buying land that will instantly become tax exempt, I think it's a waste of money to take the hotel tax and build an arena that won't really do anything to bring more people into Chicago. Because who's going to come to watch a DePaul game? I mean, nobody even watches them now. They should just be playing on Sheffield Avenue where they have that little, they already have a basketball arena.
DePaul fans, hold your emails.
They probably agree with me. First of all, DePaul fans? Wait, I mean, you're presuming that there are some out there. I ask any of my readers.
I will get the emails.
No listener right now, anywhere, can name three members of the DePaul basketball team, the current basketball team. I'm not talking about Terry Cummings from 1982 or Mark McGuire from 1980 or Skip Miller or whatever. So, no, this is just a bad, bad idea. Even when I think of all the bad ideas that Mayor Rahm has come up with, this may be the worst one in terms of economic development. The $29 million that he's spending in TIF dollars, property tax dollars, money that would otherwise go to the schools to help those developers build an upscale skyscraper in River North is pretty bad. We've discussed that one. But this one tops that.
We'll leave it there. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
All right. I'm all exercise. I'm going to go meditate.
He's going to have to go for a run.
A run.
Listeners, follow us on the device of your choosing. Go on your web to chigov.com. Look for the box that says Follow Chi Gov. This is Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.